Hamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt. The gods of ancient Egypt, beings of power, of love, and of fear. Known as the Nacharu, these divine beings inspired obedience and worship from their people, and in return gave them prosperity beyond their wildest hopes and dreams. Learn about the Nacharu, the gods of ancient Egypt.
Hail to you, Ra, perfect each day, who rises at dawn without failing. You race a course in your day, hundreds, thousands, millions of miles. Litany of Ra, 287. The high Netcher god, Ra, known as Re, Ra, Ria, is transcendent among the different paradigms of ancient Egyptian religion, in that Ra will be most times syncretized to creator godheads of the paradigm, such as Ntem or Atum-Ra of the paradigm of Iunu or Heliopolis, Khnum-Ra of the first cataract region of Lower Egypt, Imun-Ra or Amun-Ra of the paradigm of Karnak. A note on syncretism. This concept in terms of ancient Egyptian deities can be defined as the union of different deities into a single deity, but not necessarily a composite form. Not to be confused with synchronism, which is a coincidence or parallel of time, historical timelines and the like. The different syncretisms of Ra can perhaps be the earliest instance of this concept, which became more common in the later periods of Egyptian history. The syncretism of Ra also occurs with the god Kherur, or Horus the Elder, as Ra Kherakti, or Ra Horus of the Two Horizons, which is when Ra, as the sun is at its highest in the sky. Khepra, the scarab beetle syncretized with Ra, is the morning sun. And Itemra, the syncretization of Ra and self-created who rose out of Nenu, or Nun, the waters of potential. As Ra Kherakti, Ra is the old king, the first king of creation, who ruled in an ancient mythical time when gods and humans existed on the same plane of creation. At the Greco-Roman temple of Edfu, Ra was a young king in his 363rd year when he gave his power to Kherbekhteti to become the great Api, to smite the conspirators who were against him. In Iunu, Itemra is the godhead who rose out of the waters of Nenu and begot Saktibiti, the royal twins Shu, god of wind, and Tefnet, goddess of sky moisture. They in turn created Nut, the sky goddess, and Geb, the earth god. In their days of passion outside of the year, Nut and Geb sired the gods Usir, or Osiris, Aset, or Isis, Setesh, Set, Suti, Setech, but not Sutech. This is an imported god from the Semite invaders, the Hyksos, during the first intermediate period, and also Nebethut, or Nephetis. In some myths, Kherur, or Horus the Elder, is a fifth child of Nut and Geb. At Iunu, Ra was king for so long he became so old that his skin became of gold, his bones silver, and his hair lapis lazuli. His power radiated so greatly that it began to burn the people to death. Aset, seeing this, devised a plan to gain his secret name, his Ren, so to have power over the destruction he was causing. She created a cobra and placed it in wait for Ra. As Ra passed, the snake bit him, and its venom coursed through his veins, bringing Ra close to death. Ra called forth for one great of magic in his kingdom, and Aset appeared before him. She told him that she could only call the venom out if he gave her his secret name. He told her names like darkness fell when his eyes closed, that he created heaven, earth, and made the Nile rise. He said he was Kheper in the morning, Kherakti at midday, and Item in the evening. These were not his Ren, and as pain consumed him, he whispered to Aset, his true Ren. Invoking his true name, she called forth the poison and saved Ra's life. He went high into the sky and named Usir his successor. Vanquishing conspirators against his authority was common in his mythos. When the people began to doubt his virility as Lord of the Two Lands, this enraged Ra. Calling his council of Netaru gods together, they advised him to send his eye, in this myth his eye of Hutcher, or Hathor. She went down and slaughtered the people of the desert, and it was as an ointment to her heart. Sekhmet came into being as the duality of Hutcher. Ra is prominent in underworld literature such as the Pyramid Texts, the Book of Gates, and the Book of Caverns. He is depicted as a falcon-headed man with the red sun disc headdress, surrounded by the cobra goddess Mekhen, known as the Coiled One. Ra is seated on his Meshetet, night bark, faced with the various demons of the Duat, netherworld. Ra's main adversary in the Duat is the leviathan serpent Apep, who tries to swallow the night bark of Ra just before dawn. In some myths, Setesh is at the bow of Ra's bark, ramming a spear into the gullet of the Nameless One, its blood staining the dawn horizon. The worship of Ra is also of earliest times, with first being attested to the second dynasty king Raneb, or Ra is Lord. By the fifth dynasty, Ra had become a royal godhead, and thus state worshipped Necher. By the Old Kingdom, the rulers were known as Sons of Ra, and thus they were considered... By the Old Kingdom, the rulers were known as Sons of Ra, and so they were considered gods in their own right. The height of Ra's worship was also in the Old Kingdom, with sun temples consisting of large stone obelisks, which were considered forms of Ra, inspired by the sun's rays. An important myth of Ra is also the Bennu, equated with the more recognizable phoenix. The Bennu came to represent Ra, as well as Item and Usir. This solar bird was said to fly over the Nenu waters of potential before creation. It landed on the Benben stone, the sacred stone of Heliopolis, and its cry broke the silence of the primeval pre-creation that was said to make known what was and what was not to be created. In conclusion, a recitation of the syncretism of Ra as Amun-Ra, titled Praise of Amun When He Rises in Splendor as Kherakti, by the overseer of the works of Amun, Suti, and the overseer of the works of Amun, Kher. They say, Hail to you, Ra, perfection in each day, rising at dawn without fail, Kheper, who is weary with toil, your rays are on the face, unknown, fine gold is no match for your splendor, self-created is your body, creator who is uncreated, soul one, unique one, who traverses for eternity, one who is above the ways, millions under his care. Your splendor is like the splendor of heaven, your color brighter far than any other color. All faces behold you as you cross the sky. When below the horizon you are hidden from sight, you give yourself daily at dawn. Unharmed is your sailing under your majesty. You race a course in your day, hundreds, thousands, millions of miles. Each day, just as a moment to you, it passes when you go down. You complete the hours of night. Your order is without pause in your labor. All eyes see through you. Their aim is gone when your majesty is below the horizon. When you wake to rise at dawn, your radiance opens the eyes of the herds. When you set in the western mountain, they sleep as they are in death.
Gods of Ancient Egypt is a production of Kamat Radio. Find Kamat Radio online at kamatradio.com. KAMAT radio.com. Kamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from Ancient Egypt. All written research is available at the Parmajat, House of Books. Find the Parmajat online at reconstructingancientegypt.org/House of Books.